tryouts for the Odyssey Middle School soccer team are in full swing, but there's one player who's having a little trouble.
Isaac! Hey, Isaac Morton! What's your call? Come over here!
Yes, Mr. Zachary?
Yeah, well, what are you doing out there?
Trying to score a goal.
For which team?
Mine?
Oh, good plan. But, Isaac, your goal's in the other direction.
Oops. Good thing this is only tryouts, huh?
Yeah, look, Isaac, I don't know how to, say this. Maybe soccer really isn't, the best place to utilize your particular, talents. You know, maybe you should be focusing your attention elsewhere.
Are you cutting me from the team, Mr. Zachary?
Cutting you from the... Now, Isaac, cutting is what you call a very harsh word. It sounds like a brutal slice, a severing, a destructive act of what you call...
You're cutting me from the team.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, I understand. I didn't really think I was that good anyway.
Oh, now, Isaac, it's not that you're not good. It's just that,
I know what you mean.
See?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Zachary. I guess I'll go get cleaned up.
Good idea. Jack! Jack, gather everyone around. I want to do a little reorganizing.
What happened, Isaac? Why'd he call you over?
I'm cut from the team.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's too bad.
Forget about it. I knew it would happen sooner or later.
Lucy! Are you playing soccer or not?
Coming!
I'll see you in math class, okay?
Yeah, I guess. See you, Lucy.
Bye, Isaac.
I can't do anything right.
Very good, Isaac. You may sit down. Class, did you see how Isaac worked out the answer? A, in this case, is equal to the value of B times the value of C. Algebra's not as hard as some of you guys have been making it. Jack Davis, why don't you come up to the board and do the next problem for us, okay?
Me?
Yes, you.
I left my homework in my... I did it, but it's not...
That's all right, Jack, it's all right. Just come up to the board and work it out for us.
Yes, sir.
Just remember what the values of A, B, and C are. I know you can do it. Your homework has been great.
Yes, sir.
Jack, don't forget how to get the value of A.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to...
Are you sure that's the number you want?
Is it?
I don't think so.
Oh, then what do you think it is?
No, you don't. This is your problem, not mine. Please continue.
I got it. Maybe if I move this up here and that down there and bring the guard around to the left, I'd have a better chance to score the goal.
Very good, Jack. You didn't solve the problem, but I'm sure the soccer team will appreciate the new play.
I'll let you know how it works out. Maybe we'll even name it after you.
Oh, class, put your assignments on my desk before you leave. Thanks, Jack. I hope you fared better on your homework.
I did, really. It's in my locker. I'll go get it and come right back.
You do that.
Boy, that was embarrassing. What happened to Jack?
Embarrassing?
Nah. Why should Jack get embarrassed? He couldn't do the problem. He could do it. He was just playing around.
That's what makes him so cool. He doesn't care about things like math problems.
He doesn't? Why doesn't he?
He's got everything else going for him. Everybody likes him. He's captain of the soccer team. You know, he's different from people like you and me.
What are you talking about?
People like us. Goofy-looking, bland, clumsy.
Well, thanks a lot, Isaac.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I mean, you wouldn't understand.
Oh, I understand perfectly. But I think you're wrong. So you got cut from the soccer team. Big deal. You're still good at school and you have friends. Give yourself a break. What do you want?
What do I want? To be like Jack.
Okay.
Okay, now does everyone understand what's happening? For your class project, I want you to do oral reports about a popular 20th century author. You decide who. I want you to tell the class about the author's life and the kinds of books he's written. And to make it a little easier, I'm going to pair you up. You'll work with one other person in the class. Now you have 2 weeks to put it all together. Got it? Here's how you're paired. Bob Adams, you're with Steve Sapolsky. Joanne Burton, you're with Daryl DeLullo. Jack Davis, I want you to work with Isaac Morton. John Frank, you're with Tanya
Streeter. Hey, Jack, did you hear
Jennifer
that?
Goodman,
yeah.
You'll be working with
it's going to be you and me. So what do you think?
Bummer, huh? I guess we'll have to make the best of it.
Oh. Sure. I guess we'll have to make the best of it.
Isaac, I didn't know you were in here. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Mom. Just looking through Dad's books. I wanted to see if he had anything about C.S. Lewis.
Oh, I think he does. Over on this shelf. Where are they? Here they are.
Thanks, Mom.
This is for your English class?
Yeah, we have to get up in front of the whole class and do a report.
Oh, well, you picked a great topic. C.S. Lewis was a remarkable man.
I thought so, too. Jack wasn't real thrilled, though.
Jack?
Yeah, the teacher paired us up. I'm working with Jack Davis.
Jack Davis? I think I know who he is.
Everybody knows Jack. I couldn't believe the teacher paired us up. It makes me a little nervous.
Nervous?
You know, he's so popular and cool. And I'm just kind of... You know.
No, I don't know.
I'm just a kid. Plain, ordinary, and boring.
Now, there's more to you than that, Isaac.
Yeah, I know. You're my mom. You're supposed to say that. But Jack, man, he's got it all. Popularity, position, good looks, straight teeth.
Isaac, all those things are pretty minor if you really think about it. You know, most everybody goes through a time when they feel, well, insecure about who they are or how they look. Especially if they compare themselves to others who seem like they have it all together.
I know, Mom.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, I have to get to the library. Jack will be waiting. See you later.
Bye. You know, Isaac, but do you understand?
Isaac!
Hi, Jack!
Shh! Sorry. She ought to get that leak fixed.
Where have you been? I was getting ready to leave.
Soccer practice went late. Sorry. Boy, you look like you've been busy.
I pulled together all the books they have about the life of C.S. Lewis. All we have to do is go through them and write our report.
Oh, these books here?
Yeah.
All of them?
Uh-huh.
Oh, brother. I wish there was a way to get out of this.
We could pick another author if you want.
It's not the author.
You just don't want to write the report?
It's more than that. But hey, I don't have to like it. We gotta get it done, right?
Yeah. So why don't you take a look at these books and I'll check these out, okay?
Sure. Hey, Isaac, I have a better idea. You look like you have the situation under control. Maybe I should let you get started and I'll pick up as we go along. No sense doubling our effort.
Sure. I guess that makes sense.
Good. I'll see you later.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
See ya.
Shh.
Now, wait a minute, Isaac. You're telling me you've been working on this report for a week and Jack hasn't helped you?
Don't talk so loud. I don't want anybody to know.
Now, that doesn't sound like Jack. What's his problem?
I don't know. He has soccer practice, I guess.
No, Isaac, the practices don't go that late.
Look, Lucy, I don't mind. I'm sure he has a bunch of good reasons. He's a busy guy.
Busy with what? It's not fair, Isaac.
It's okay.
I don't get it. I know Jack. I always thought he was good at school, and he knows this report is important. What's his problem?
I think I know.
What? What is it?
It's me.
Huh?
He doesn't want to work with me.
Now, why wouldn't he?
Because, you know, I'm not as good as he is.
Did she say that?
Sort of. Not really, but he said he wanted to get out of doing the project if he could. It's the same thing.
Oh. Well, maybe she didn't mean it that way.
It doesn't make any difference. I just wanted to get the report done and get it over with.
But it's not fair. Maybe I should talk to him.
No, don't, Lucy.
Isaac, you're just the young man I needed to see.
Yes, Mrs. Rush?
Well, you left the class before I could get an update from you about your oral report. What kind of progress have you and Jack made?
Oh, lots, Mrs. Rush. We've been going to the library and getting all kinds of interesting stuff from the books.
Interesting stuff? Well, what kind of stuff?
You know, stuff.
I see. I know Jack's captain of the soccer team. Has that given you any problems?
No, ma'am. That hasn't.
Good. Well, I just want to make sure he's doing his part. He is doing his part, isn't he?
Doing his part? I don't know what you mean.
His part of the project. His work. He's been working hard with you on this project.
Oh, well, he's doing as much as I thought he would.
Isaac?
Yes, ma'am?
I get the feeling you're not telling me something.
I'm not?
No, you seem a little nervous.
Nervous? I'm not nervous.
Are you having problems with Jack?
No. Well, not really. I mean, it's hard to have any problems when...
Isaac, enough with this stalling. I want you to tell me how it's going with Jack, and I want you to tell me now. What's Isaac gonna do? We'll find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues, right after this. And now, back to today's adventure in Odyssey.
Come on, Lucy. Are you walking home with me or not?
I'm coming. What's the hurry?
I want to go home and lock myself in my room for the rest of my life.
Why? What's wrong?
You were there. You know what's wrong.
Isaac, what were you supposed to do? Lie to Mrs. Rush?
I double-crossed Jack. Any hope I had of being friends with him has gone down the drain.
From what you said before, you weren't friends with him anyway. So you didn't lose anything, right?
Yeah, but now I'll never be friends with him.
You're really confusing, you know that? I'm friends with Jack and there's nothing special about him. Besides, what can he do to you?
Isaac! Hey, Isaac! I want to talk to you.
Guess we'll find out.
I've been looking all over the place for you.
Jack, hi!
What's the big idea of snitching to Mrs. Rush? She gave me a lecture in the hallway, in front of everyone. Said you said I wasn't doing my work on this report.
She dragged it out of me, Jack. Honest. She forced me to tell.
Oh, yeah? How?
Well, by asking.
I knew something like this would happen. I just knew it.
It wasn't his fault, Jack.
Yeah, honest. I was...
It doesn't matter. You should just learn to keep your mouth closed when you don't know what you're talking about.
But, Jack...
Thanks a lot, Isaac. Maybe I can do you a favor sometime. Can't trust anybody these days.
Oh, boy.
Wow, I've never seen him act like that before.
I don't blame him. He should have hit me. That'd be better than how I feel now.
Don't worry about it, Isaac. It's not your fault. Besides, he had no right talking to you like that. He didn't do anything wrong.
I let him down. So good. Everyone in school know it now. I'm finished. I'm done in. Kaput. I'm...
Overacting. That's what you're doing.
Nobody will like me now. I don't blame him.
Good grief.
Unless...
Uh-oh.
I can make it up to Jack. I'll finish the report. I'll write all of it, and then all he'll have to do is stand up and say it.
What? Do the whole report after the way he just talked to you? You're kidding.
Well, that's the least I can do. Maybe then he'll...
He'll what?
He'll be my friend.
You wanted.
Thank you.
This is all the library has on Lewis, except for the two the other kid has.
Another kid?
Yeah. There's another young man here who's doing the same report. He came in not long after you did.
Really? That's weird.
That's what I thought. Especially since he said he has to do a report in front of the whole class, just like you, all about C.S. Lewis.
Where is he?
In a grave in England. Died in 1963, I thought.
I mean the other kid. Where is he working?
Other side of the building, behind the reference section.
Thanks for your help.
No problem.
I can't believe it. If somebody else does C.S. Lewis after all I've gone through, I'm gonna be really mad. Unless they're bigger than me. In that case, I'll probably go home and have a good cry. Ah, there he is, buried in his books. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Jack!
Isaac!
Oh, what are you doing here?
I'm trying to finish the report.
What?
Shh!
Sorry. You're trying to finish the report? But why?
Because it's due tomorrow.
I know that. But what you said this afternoon. Boy, am I confused. I can't figure this out.
Look, just because you're a big tattletale doesn't mean I want to fail the class.
You mean you've been working on it all along?
Yeah, I wanted to do my share. I was going to call you later to compare notes.
You were?
Yeah, we're supposed to do this together, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but I didn't think. I mean, you said you didn't want to work with me.
Are you kidding? I never said that. I was just mad because you got me in trouble with Mrs. Rush.
Before that, the first time we met here, you said you didn't want to do this report with me.
No, I didn't. In fact, I figured you didn't want to do the report with me. That's why I've been working on it all alone.
What?
Shh. Look, you and your friends are real brainy and get up in class and say things real great. And I'm kind of awkward, and I get embarrassed when I have to talk in front of people. Like that day in math class when I had to do that problem. I knew how to do it, but I get so nervous and make stupid mistakes. I hate it. I'm scared to death I'm gonna look like an idiot.
But you're Jack Davis.
So?
So? You're not supposed to worry about things like that.
I don't know who you've been talking to, but you're out of your mind. Things like this make me a nervous wreck. Pretty stupid, huh?
No. I know how you feel. It's funny.
What is?
I thought I was the only one who felt like that.
Really? I thought I was the only one. Boy, if anybody heard us talking like this, they'd laugh us out of town.
Maybe a lot of people feel the same way and are too afraid to say so. Like us.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Then I'm glad we talked about it, Isaac.
Yeah, so am I, Jack. Hey, maybe we can, like, help each other. You know, not get so nervous.
Maybe we can. Won't know unless we try.
Yeah, that's right. And we won't know unless we finish this report.
Yeah, let's get back to work. Now, let me see your notes.
That was about... Dad?
Well, he's not home from work yet.
Oh, well, when he gets home, we're gonna go down to Wits End and celebrate, okay?
We are? What's the occasion?
Jack and I did our report on C.S. Lewis and we got an A.
Congratulations. I am so proud of you. That's a good cause for celebration.
Yeah, but I'm celebrating something else I got, too.
Oh? What's that?
A new friend.
Ah, would that be Jack Davis, the one with all the popularity and good looks?
No, Mom. It's Jack Davis, the guy who turned out to be a lot like me.
Adventures and Odysseys, a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us next time for Adventures and Odyssey.